Hi, I'm Colette, and I'm here from Salon Owners United. I'm joined today by the amazing Chris Guy, Legal 500 lawyer. So I wanted to talk to Chris today because something we get through constantly, I've had it myself. I don't think any salon's immune to this. When somebody asks for a word at the end of the day, they're leaving your salon, then you find out a week later they've been soliciting all the clients and they're opening up down the road. Chris, you've wrote my contracts. We've written my contract, sorry. So I've got a restrictive covenant in there because you've done such a good job of it. What do I do?
You absolutely protect your business. It's a commercial decision for you. But with that toolkit that you've got in place, you have the ability to protect yourself rather than losing all of your clients and potentially staff as well to go down the road to a new salon, and people sometimes like change and you lose everything. So it's there for you as a tool. And it, as you say, it happens so much in your industry, and not just your industry, all industries. Mm-hmm. I mean, we fought for companies who have had Premier League football clients, who have all been poached. And you can imagine the amount of money involved in that and the damage it caused. So it's a big thing.
It is. And do you know what? One thing that people believe in our industry, Chris, is that firstly, restrictive covenants aren't enforceable, and two, no court will ever stop you working.
Yeah, well, they do, but they are tricky, and that's why you should have a really good contract. Because if they're too broad or if they're too narrow, and there's it's very easily done, it's got to be absolutely tailored right to your particular circumstance. You might be a small little salon in a village, or you might be a salon in the centre of London, and the distance between you and the competitor are completely different in places like that. So depending on the seniority of the employee as well, there's so many different variables to take into account. But what have you got to protect? You've got to protect your business, you've got to protect your clients, you've got to protect your pricing structures, your suppliers, confidential.
And all the work you've put into it. You know, you've put years of work into this business, and probably personal finances, assets, and you've probably borrowed money against it. You know, you've got to protect all of that. And it's fair to say, isn't it, Chris, that in the commercial world outside of hair salons, barbers, and beauty, this is normal business. People do protect their businesses. So I was just going to say as well, a couple of other things on there. So one of the other things that happens quite a lot, because obviously we're an amazingly creative industry and we have lots of images. A lot of people think they can just take images and just take them with them.
Yeah, we had a very similar case. It wasn't in the hair and beauty sector. It was in the events industry. Not very glamorous because it was to do with Portaloos, but we did have a client who another competitor was using their images, and we had to send a cease and desist letter, and they took everything down from their website and things like that. So it happens every day, and it's something that you want to stop. You've created that's your IP.
So if an employee is taking a photograph whilst they're in your employment and you're paying them to do that work, the intellectual property belongs to the
With a carefully worded employment contract,
absolutely. Okay.
In writing, and that's another discussion, I suppose, in terms of the bigger picture of the employment contract. But that's where these restrictive covenants come to play in a really good employment contract.
That is brilliant, Chris. Do you know why? Because it all comes back to one thing. Don't have it written correctly, you have no protection. That's why so many generic contracts aren't enforceable. And that's why our industry has got this belief. I think like Chris said, you know, it's your job as a business owner, director, sole trader, owner of a salon, barbershop or beauty, to protect your assets and your business, because you've worked really hard to build this up. And if, like Chris said, it's not usually just one person that walks out the door. It's usually your clients, other staff. And, you know, sometimes you do have to kind of, you know, set a precedent, don't you, Chris, that, you know, it's not acceptable. But I think that the key messages in here is obviously reach out to Chris, your contracts, get them written correctly, make sure Chris knows our industry incredibly well, so he'll advise you and his team will on what you need to put in that contract, so that could give you amazing protection. And the fact that people know you've got it might stop them even attempting it.
I think that's very important, Colette. It's it's prevention is sometimes better than cure. And that warning shot when they sign that contract, knowing that these are the consequences, or let's face it, when people hand in their notice, they'd be silly not to check what their contract says, and they'll read that and they'll remind themselves, shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, another thing you can do, you can look at our induction process, because that's on SOU as a guide. And something that we do in our business is we set the boundaries on induction day.
Yes.
So there's no ambiguity around it. These are our standards. This is what we expect. This is what do you expect from us? And then we set it all out. And that way we're all clear on where we are. And did anybody leaving the business, we always have an exit interview and go through the contract with them on exit. And if they're silly enough to do anything after that, then that's up to them. So look for the guide on SOU, on contracts, and reach out to Chris. Make sure you protect your business. Because I do think with the changes that are coming in 2026, we're going to get a lot of shifting around this industry, and we don't want your business walking out the door. Thank you for your time, Chris. You're amazing.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye.